All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number.
And just one note, it appears as though our phone system is down. I'm trying to figure it out right now. So
well,
don't stop trying, everybody. Oh. Tom, I see you out there.
Okay, so, you know, man, Donald Trump created something that we used to laugh and joke about, Stu and I, when he first came up with Space Force.
Yeah, I remember.
And he came up with Space Force, and we're laughing and joking. But it turns out, man, it looks like there's alien life out there. And I mean, even former President Obama.
As a man once said, we're still looking for intelligent life in the universe. There's none on Earth.
Well, that's the best place to look because there certainly isn't a lot here in America and on Earth.
Yeah, exactly.
But President Obama, now that he's out, he's talking about, you know, and he's seen Jimmy Carter, he's
yeah.
seen.
Yeah, the disclosures
Harry
this year
Reid,
are pretty intense. Yeah.
Former Speaker Harry Reid has now saying he's seen. So do you believe?
Oh, yeah. I have no doubt in my mind that
there's some ETs out there.
Yeah, I don't know about ITs. I don't know about that intelligent life. But there is absolutely alien life. It's just too much vastness.
That
it's
is
too
flying
big
around.
To,
listen.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got to be intelligent life if it's in some made contraptions that are flying all over.
And I even work mentally separately from a lot of these disclosures and sightings and stuff, you know. I don't know about all that, but it
well,
is out there.
I know you don't know about it, but we've got people who people would have mocked.
Yeah.
People who clearly are respected, who are now saying that this exists. I've been saying, look, man, what do we think is up on space station? Why did they put the space station out there?
Science.
What do you mean? So listen, they've been taking supplies and other things, and we know lasers. And everything else up on the
sensors.
Space station.
Sensors.
Yes.
Lenses.
Hey, man.
Antennae.
Hey, and it's the one thing where Russian cosmonauts.
Yeah, we're chilling together.
And yeah. Hey, now, give it a little thought. You know, when I was a young person, a young man, I was terrified that there may be some space aliens. And that they may come and destroy things and destroy the Earth and all those things. I'm a great big sci-fi fan. But, you know.
Orson Welles got to you.
Yeah, man, that's my favorite movie, though. War of the Worlds.
Yeah,
I've seen it probably 100 times. If it came on tonight, I'll watch it again.
Oh, that radio story is so incredible.
But here we are hearing. Oh, yeah, we think there's life. You're hearing from military people who've seen this maneuvering of these things, and now they're starting to put this out. And as a young person, they would have never put that out because they didn't want to scare the bejesus out of the American people.
We still couldn't handle it, man. Oh, my goodness.
I know.
We still would not. No, it'd be so bad.
Yeah, but they're talking about it now.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're putting it out there. And they're saying, hey, there's life. Well, I want to see that other life because, you know, maybe they're a little more friendly than the ones we have here.
One could only hope.
Maybe they're a little more friendly than the Americans or the Earthlings.
Yeah.
You know,
who can't
work together.
Oh, well, but we got to take apart their spaceship and figure out how we can make bigger bombs.
You know, but clearly. Listen to this. Now, this is from Harry Reid, former U.S. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. A report detailing U.S. military encounters with UFOs requested by the Senate Intelligence Committee, is due to be released in June. Although it may be delayed, however, the findings should not be seen as the end of the current investigations into UFOs or unidentified aerial phenomena. Congress should make this an ongoing program. I don't think the report is going to tell us too much. I think they need to study it more and not just have one shot at it, Harry Reid told The Guardian. The former Democratic senator from Nevada has long been fascinated by UFOs and has been increasingly vocal on the subject since his retirement in 2017. Now, do I believe that there's life somewhere else? You know, do I think they're going to find, you know, they've got the contraptions on Mars right now?
Yeah.
Do I believe they're going to find some creatures on Mars? Do you?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
If because of the kinds of climate that are on those planets, I don't see how anything life can survive.
Yeah, and then also just the vastness, just how truly enormous, doesn't even begin to cover it. The vastness of space is assuming that there 100% is alien life, there is. Let's just say that there is. The likelihood of us ever coming across them, it's just so slim.
Well, yeah.
Because advanced civilizations, it would still take them billions of years to travel here, you know? It's incredible.
And again, alien life, and maybe there is alien life, but it certainly would not be able to create the types of vehicles and ships and all of those kinds of things. As you stated, to navigate and make it, you know, to this atmosphere, it's unbelievable.
So, oh man,
but to hear people of substance who should know better, and I was listening to former President Obama, and he was speaking in matter of fact terms, and the reason that kind of shocked me. Is he was the president of the United States.
It's true.
He has information.
And I would like to hear them, to dial this in. Like, okay, are you talking about because you have Navy and airmen that have seen, you know, these unexplained phenomena? Or are we talking on the same level as far as, yes, space is huge. Statistically, there's aliens. You know, that's what I'd like to know.
Yeah, but again, President Obama is no, average guy.
Oh, I understand. He's rational.
Again,
level-headed.
He's the former president of the United States for 8 years,
yep.
And he got direct information. So he's seen confidential things. And when you hear a man like that start talking, you know.
Well, and even that footage that I can't remember if it was last year that it came out, but just to hear the wonder in those pilots' voices when they say, look at this. You know, I mean, these guys see crazy stuff every day, and their minds were blown.
This
that
is
says
before your time, but the outer limits.
Oh, yeah.
We
no, I remember.
We control the horizontal. We control the vertical.
Do not attempt to adjust your screen.
Yeah.
There it is.
You know, it's that kind of spooky stuff.
Yeah.
That scares the bejesus out of people, man. But anyway, I want to again thank everybody for indulging me, today, but in these daily on this platform. I'm so blessed and honored to have a platform and that people think that I have something of importance and value to say.
That's right.
I'm going to keep on doing it as long as there are people like those in this audience who will take the time out of their busy schedules to listen. So thank all of you. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Evan. Couldn't do it without you.
And we'll fix the phones, I promise.
All right. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Take care, my friend.